Welcome back to the Coca-Cola Tailgate Party. It's time for our Grove Student Athlete of the Week. It's brought to you by The Grove, Mobile's best apartment value located on the USA campus. Amazing amenities at an incredible price. JT Crabtree, Joe McNulty. You know, Joe, I actually, last night for dinner, I made breakfast for dinner.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Some waffles, some sausage, some eggs. Just really simple. Our guest here, I'm sure, can tell me everything I did wrong and
Absolutely.
Say, here's how you can make it 1,000 times better. We're really excited to have Devin Epps, former men's basketball student athlete, joining us. He's got a phenomenal story. Devin, appreciate you coming on, man.
JT, thank y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
So let's talk about what you're doing now. You're a former men's basketball student athlete, but what are you up to now?
Right now, thanks for asking. First of all, thank y'all for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. My career right now is a little bit different than a lot of 24-year-olds that come from Mobile, Alabama. Right now, I'm a full-time entrepreneur, and I run a hospitality service, I like to call it, named Brown Sugar. And what we do is focus on meal preps. We focus on private dinners, catering events, anything that has to do with food and hospitality together, we handle and we take care of that, and we do it at the highest level.
So I've heard some stories, Devin, from your time over here at South. You were making and selling meals out of your dorm and out of your apartment. Joe, you actually know about this, right?
Yes. So, Devin, I actually have a story for you. My roommate at the time was Adam
okay.
Schubert, who was dating one of the Prowlers, Dallas, at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And so I actually had the opportunity to come over to your apartment and buy one of your boxes, $5 box of meals that you were cooking up one night. It was cornbread. Some chicken wings and some mac and cheese, and man, it was so good. So I just want to know, where did your passion for cooking come from?
That's awesome. That's an awesome story. Thank you. It's amazing to hear people, you know, channel back to that time in my life because it seems so far ago. But I mean, in reality, it was what, 2-3 years ago. So
yep.
I mean, to see that all this has happened now is amazing. My passion for cooking, I mean, I think it starts with my passion for creativity in the first place. I was doing a show with USA a couple days ago. It was live broadcast, and one of the things I said that really stuck out to me and to other people as well is that food is alchemy. You know, it's a science, and it's taking two completely different things and putting them together and making something else from those two different things. And I just think that has always been a driving force for me, whether it's been on the basketball court, whether it's been in the kitchen, whether it, you know, whatever it is, I love to make sure I have space to create because that's when I feel most alive. But even before that, before I even knew what creativity was, my mom, she had a catering company when I was growing up in my preteens and kind of into my high school years. She did things similar to what I was doing, and I think I just fell in love with the hustle and, you know, the concept of making your own money, you know, off of your own ability and your own ideas. I just fell in love with that, and I think cooking is my medium, but if I could had another talent, I would do it with something else as well. I think it really just stems from my desire to be self-sufficient.
Yeah, I mean, you've already made this the smartest broadcast we've ever had because you said alchemy on air.
So. I do my best.
So, you worked for a while under the name of Shirtless Chef. How did that start?
Yeah. How did the Shirtless Chef start? You know, it's a long story, but it's actually also a pretty short one as well. When I was a sophomore, I believe, in college, I was a walk-on athlete, so there was no scholarship money for me to – you know, to make sure there was no scholarship money. So I worked full-time at the Country Club of Mobile. And one day, you know, that job, I was fired / quit from that job. It was a blessing and a curse at the same time because I'm sitting there in the dorm room with my girlfriend. I'm like, you know, I got to make some money. Like, what am I going to do? And we come up with, you know, this idea. We've been seeing people on social media, you know, selling these plates and doing things that, like, it was a popular trend at the time. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, well, I mean, I feel like I can do this, and, you know, not even in an arrogant way, but I feel like I can do it better, you know. And we were talking about it, and we were saying, you know, we need a catchy name. We need something that sticks, something that people can grab hold on to. And, you know, I was an athlete. I was in decent shape at that time. Still in decent shape now. I give myself some credit.
Humble brag.
But we came up with the name. Yeah, we came up with the name The Shirtless Chef because I love to walk around with the room with my shirt off. It was always a running joke since I was a high school kid. And, you know, that sounded like, I mean, the alliteration was awesome. So we ran with it and it stuck and we made it into something that I never knew could be what it is now.
So we're going to talk about your playing days in a little bit, Devin, but kind of walk us through life after college and life after basketball.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of what I was going to touch on a little bit earlier before we were on this call was just, you know, life after college is different for everybody. A lot of people would go in different majors, and a lot of people have different passions and just even wants, for that matter. Life after college for me was anything but smooth. Even though you look on social media and you know, you see me doing interviews and things like that, it's never a smooth process. It's always a hustle, no matter what industry you're in. For me, it wasn't different at all. I started when I graduated in summer of 2018, and I started working in video production. I really wanted to work for the Food Network, and I didn't know how I was going to do that, but I told myself, woke up every day, I said, this is what I want to do. And I started working in video production, and there was a show in Nashville that was filming for the Food Network, and it was called Trisha Southern Kitchen, and I actually DM'd one of their production company. I was like, look, my name is Devin, I do this and that, and I reached out to them, and I said, you know, I'll do anything. I moved to New Jersey, that's which is where they're based, anything, and they said there's a production, you know, operating out of Nashville that broadcasts the Food Network. I'm like, cool, let's do it. And one thing turns into another, and I get in touch with her position name was a culinary producer. Her name was Jenny. And she tells me when one day we're back in the kitchen, she's like, you know, you should do an internship for the Food Network. And I, you know, I'm floored by it. I'm like, I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know I was qualified for that type of thing, but yes, let's do it. After a series of following up, sending emails, you know, making myself even more qualified of an applicant, in the spring of 2019, that position opened up and I was able to fly to New York. April of 2019, and worked for the Food Network for 9 months in their digital departments and in their culinary departments. And that's when I tell myself that's when I went from an amateur to a professional cook, because that's when I realized I really wanted to do that. And that experience was nothing less than extraordinary, because you really get to see people at the top of their game. You really get to see, like, the Food Network is the premier network of food media, and they hire only the best. And to have them believe that you can be one of the best too, was just a blessing to me. So that was mostly what I did in 2019. Worked in a few restaurants after my internship ended. And then once COVID-19 became a pandemic, I had to move back. And that was in the March of 2020. So I spent all of 2019 in New York, some of 2020. And now I'm moving back in Nashville. And it just seems like it's been such a blur. But in reality, I mean, it's really been a blessing, because just the time has went by, and I look back at now things like the shirtless chef. I look back now at things like, you know, getting let go from the country club, and without those things happening, who would know if I would be at this position right now?
That's awesome stuff, man. For me personally, my wife, I mean, she can cook pretty well. I can't do anything. And I see your stuff on Instagram, and it's really cool to see what you're able to do with your platform and your medium. What I'm curious about is, what would you kind of consider the coolest thing you've been able to do in your line of work so far?
Oh, man, good question. First of all, JP, I think you can. I think you can cook.
I gotta find it, right?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, it just takes a matter of practice and, you know, making mistakes and not making the same mistake again. I believe in you, but
I appreciate
that. I think I've had, yeah, I think the coolest thing I've had the opportunity to do was meet one of my heroes. And people say, you know, never meet your heroes, they'll let you down. But this hero in particular, when I was at the Food Network, his name was Alton Brown. And a lot of people know him from his iconic show, Good Eat. They know him from Kitchen Stadium, from Iron Chef America. And he's just a rock star on the culinary media scene. And just to, you know, have that faith restored. And like I said before, you hear people say, don't meet your heroes. This man was one of the most, you know, genuine people I've ever met. We talked for a while, and I only met him once, but it was a really lasting impact. And, you know, we talked about just the intersection between science and food, which is what I wanted. I want to ultimately become a food scientist. But we talked about the intersection between that, you know, where things are going. I asked him about his story, and it was just, I mean, it was one of those opportunities you try to, you got to pinch yourself and make sure, you know, you're not faking it and it's not a dream. But I mean, he was an extraordinary man, a really genuine person, and really kind as well, to take his time to talk to me, the intern, you know. But I think that was off the top of my head, probably one of the most coolest things I've ever experienced in my line of work right now.
Wow, that's amazing. So you come to South Alabama in 2014, actually the same year that I came to South Alabama. What made you want to come to South?
Yes, sir. Class 2018, go Jags.
Go Jags.
The thing that made me want to come to South, you know, it was an interesting thing because I was choosing between South and Troy. And I hope our radio listeners don't chastise me, but I mean, I did end up going to South.
You chose the right one.
There's something there. Yeah. South Alabama really felt more of the environment. It felt like the environment I was looking for. It was very family oriented. Mobile as a city, it's large, but it has a way of feeling really small at the same time, which is, I kind of come from not a small town, but, you know, a rural community, a suburb of Nashville. And I wanted something that replicated that, but I wanted to be on my own. I wanted to be my own man, and, of course, I wanted to play basketball and get a good education. And South just offered all three of those opportunities. And whereas other schools that I was, you know, interested in that even were interested in me, I just, you know, that wasn't my calling.
What do you remember the most from your playing time at South?
What do I remember most of my playing time at South? There's a few things. I mean, I think it would be easy to just say the camaraderie of the team, but there was one thing in particular that was really cool that they didn't even tell me about this when I was joining the basketball team, is that every 4 years, you're required as a Division I program to go, you know, out of the country, whether that be Canada or, you know, a lot of people go to Puerto Rico. We went to Spain and we went to Serbia. Coach Graves was, he was so generous to, you know, to invest in doing that for us because, I mean, we're athletes. We don't really have the opportunity. A lot of us haven't had the opportunity to go that far out of the country. If we did, we went to, like, Mexico. We went to, you know, one of the islands, which is a blessing. But to take us to a European country, and we had European teammates at the time, and just kind of see where they're from, because there is always a disconnect between you and your European teammates until you make an effort to figure more out about them. And I remember being over there in Spain and then going over to Serbia and just seeing the difference of life over there. I mean, it's very similar in some instances, but in another way, it's a completely different lifestyle. You know, it's the food that they eat, the way that they interact, and the way that they talk. You know, that was just an extraordinary experience, just the travel of it, but in particular, that trip to Spain and Serbia in 2016 as well.
That's very cool. Devin Epps, former men's basketball student athlete, is joining us here on the Coca-Cola Tailgate Party, now known as Chef Dev. We gotta plug you as much as we can, man. We gotta give you as much love. All right, Devin.
That's right.
Let's we've gone on USAJaguars.com. We've dipped into the bio in the archives, and we're gonna go through your favorites on here. We're gonna see how well they hold up today. You ready?
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. So for your hobbies, you listed obviously cooking. So obviously that still holds up. We know that one's true. But you also have socializing and working out.
You know, I would say those do hold up because I do love working out. But I'm telling you, once you get done with college and the amount that you work out, you don't do it the same anymore. And I think I've just, like, that thirst for working out has diminished each year I've been out of college. But I do still enjoy it. It energizes me. I do enjoy it. I just touched the basketball again for the first time in a couple months, this past Saturday, so that was nice. But socializing, always, dude. I'm a social butterfly. Y'all can probably tell how much I'm talked today. And that's crazy because I wasn't always that way. But, yeah, I think that those three do hold true. I still love to cook. I still love to talk. And, you know, I love to get a sweat in every now and then.
All right, for your favorite movies, you list two good ones. You list 42 and Space Jam.
Ooh, man. Yeah, I mean, that's even more compounded by the fact of, you know, Chadwick Boseman's
right.
Passing.
Yep.
I do love that story. Jackie Robinson is one of my favorite all-time figures. You know, I don't look up to many people, but I think if I was, cognizant when Jackie Robinson was alive, I would have loved him even more, just because to watch that live and that movement that he created. Is everything that I kind of want to embody as well in my industry. So, I love 42. I love Chadwick Boseman. And I do love Space Jam. Michael Jordan.
Classic.
You know, we got some competition with Space Jam too, but we'll see. I love that. I love the classic.
All right, man. You listed pro team, your favorite pro team, Tennessee Titans.
Ooh. Yeah, you know, and they've impressed me this year as well. I mean, I always have faith in my Titans, but there's always kind of this underlying thing of like, man, they're going to let you down in the biggest moments. And I think in these past three games, I know they haven't had the chance to play this past week four, but the first three games of the season, they were all nail-biters. And they all, you know, Gostkowski came through for it. So I do love the Titans. There's nothing that will take my love away from them. But, you know, whether I'm loud or quiet about it depends on how the season's going that year.
For your favorite music, Devin, you got two very much extremes. You've got Chief Keef and you have Justin Bieber.
Come on, I didn't write that. Did I really write that?
Yeah, it was on there.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my goodness. If we're talking about music, yes, I think Chief Keef has really slept on as an artist. I think he's lyrically...
I 100% agree. I'm from Chicago. I completely agree.
Thank you, man. I think I've gravitated more towards G Herbo, if we're talking about Chicago rap. But Justin Bieber, I mean, I don't know. I'll probably let my girlfriend get to me at that time. Justin Bieber. But I think I said that to impress her.
All right, your favorite food you listed as seafood Alfredo. Now, obviously, that's home cooked, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't know. I mean, saying a favorite food is like, you know, saying your favorite child. I don't know. But I mean, I do love a good seafood Alfredo. I think my standards for what I like in the seafood Alfredo now has increased. But I always tell people all the time as well, I love a Popeye's sandwich as much as I love foie gras, and I really stand by that. So I love eating, and I love, you know, detecting the nuances and the effort that someone put into their food, even if it's, you know, no matter what it is. So, I mean, seafood Alfredo may have been my favorite food at the time, but, you know, who knows what I like the most now. I just love to eat. I'm a fat kid at heart.
All right, you said your pregame ritual is putting your socks on inside out.
Yes. I mean, I guess there is no pregame now, but that was the thing that I did, you know, since high school. There's no reason as to why I do it. I guess I was, you know, the teenager in me wanted to be different somehow. But I did that, and I guess I could be, it could be something that I bring back. If I start to go on TV and things like that, I'll just throw some socks on inside out, and that'll keep me connected to my college days.
There you go.
So, Devin, it said there in your bio that you wanted to play college football before you suffered a foot injury.
Yeah, man, I forgot about that. It's funny, y'all, bringing back memories that I, you know, you forget about. But when I was a sophomore in high school, that was probably I wouldn't say the peak of my athletic career, but that was when I was most invested into sports outside of college, of course, because that off season playing football, you know, I had to get it. I was a cornerback in college. I mean, I was a cornerback in high school, and that's when I started getting, you know, a little bit of interest. That's when, you know, you're 15, you're 16, you start to smell yourself a little bit. And I come from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is a huge football county or a huge football city. And, you know, you're fed. That's what you want to do. And I just followed suit. And I really did love the game of football. I was almost better at it than basketball, but I was just such a small kid. And compounded by a stress fracture in my foot that offseason, you know, I was only able to play basketball that year. I missed the whole football season. And so I stuck with basketball. And then, you know, I'm actually happy because who knows, none of this may have happened if I didn't stick with basketball instead.
Yeah, that's true. Devin Epps is joining us here. Devin, we've got two last things for you. The first one is, what is your favorite dish to make?
Awesome question. I mean, it's tough, but I answer this question, you know, similarly each time I get it. And I think my favorite dish to make, not even I think, my favorite dish to make oftentimes is when anything that brings someone back to a memory in time. There was one instance in particular where I was able to do a private dinner for a pair of, you know, family friends. And they said they had their wedding in Jamaica. And I was like, wow, that's, you know, that's new as a destination wedding. It's cool. I was like, what can I make that symbolizes, you know, their love for one another on this special day? And, you know, red snapper is a fish that's oftentimes cooked in, you know, Caribbean cuisine. It's oftentimes cooked whole. I wasn't going to serve them a whole fish, but I got a couple fillets of red snappers, some Parmesan risotto, and some roasted broccolini, and I made that into that. I made that dish, and I told them a story of, you know, when I was in New York. You know, I had a lot of Haitian friends, you know, some Jamaican families took me in and taught me some of their ways, you know, and I just told them about that connection point that we now have together from me making you this meal inspired by Caribbean cuisine and you, you two getting married in Jamaica. You know, I think that's the number one thing that I love about food as well is just the connection point that you can have. You're always conversing over a meal. You're always, you know, sharing a meal. I just think that was really awesome. So any dish that reminds someone of a moment in time or just a person even, I think that would be my favorite dish to make at the moment.
Oh, man, I'm I mean, I was already hungry, but daggum, I'm really hungry now. All right, man.
That's my job, man. I'm supposed to draw you in.
Last thing before we let you go, man. Where can folks find out more information about what you do?
Yes, sir. Thank you, JT. You guys can find me at @_chefdev on Instagram, actually on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. But if you want to follow my company individually, you can go at @brownsugarbydev on Instagram as well. And my website is www.devinepps.com. That's my name.
Beautiful. Devin Epps, former men's basketball student athlete, now Chef Dev. Man, appreciate you coming on. This has been good stuff.
Thank you, thank you, thank you guys for the opportunity. I'm always blessed to be able to share my story.
You bet, brother. We got to take a timeout, and we will continue the Coca-Cola tailgate party after this word from your local station.